Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the ups and downs of life, especially those moments when it feels like the world's got its magnifying glass pointed right at you. Ever feel like every little stumble or misstep gets magnified into a national scandal? You know that feeling when social media turns into a highlight reel of everyone else's perfect lives, making your own journey seem, well, less than stellar? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with achievement, success, and comparing ourselves to others, which can leave us feeling pretty darn inadequate. But here's the thing. True progress comes from embracing our imperfections, learning from our mistakes, and extending a little kindness, especially towards ourselves. Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of self-compassion. And she! It's not about becoming a pushover or ignoring areas that need improvement. It's about treating ourselves with the same warmth and understanding we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it as your personal support system, always there to catch you when you fall and encourage you to get back up stronger. So, how do we cultivate this inner cheerleader? Here are five key takeaways that can help. 1. Recognize the critic within. We all have that inner voice, the one that chimes in with negativity and self-doubt. It's like that annoying little gremlin on your shoulder whispering, "You're not good enough," or "That was a disaster." But guess what? You don't have to listen to it. Start by acknowledging this critical voice, identify its patterns and triggers. Once you become aware of it, you can start choosing to respond with kindness, instead of giving in to those negative messages. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how we often get caught up in the whirlwind of thoughts, emotions, and tasks, neglecting our present moment experience? Taking a mindful pause can work wonders. It's like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter. Pay attention to your breath, your body sensations, and the world around you. When those self-critical thoughts creep in, gently acknowledge them without judgment and redirect your focus back to the present. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. When those critical voices start spinning their tails of inadequacy, don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? What evidence supports it? Most of the time, we find ourselves clinging to distorted or exaggerated beliefs. By challenging these thoughts with logic and reason, we can slowly shift our perspective towards a more compassionate one. 4. Embrace imperfection. We're human beings, a work in progress. No one is perfect, and that's perfectly okay. Instead of striving for unattainable standards, celebrate your unique strengths and acknowledge your areas for growth. Remember, it's the journey, not just the destination, that matters. 5. Treat yourself with kindness. Think about how you would comfort a friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them? No. You'd offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding. Now, extend that same compassion to yourself. Talk to yourself as you would talk to someone you love, with kindness, patience, and acceptance. Okay, let's get real for a minute. Remember that time when you messed up a presentation at work? You know, the one where your mind went blank and you felt like everyone was judging you? I bet you were pretty hard on yourself afterwards, replaying every awkward moment in your head. But imagine if, instead of beating yourself up, you said to yourself, "Hey, that didn't go as planned, but it's okay. I learned from it, and I can do better next time." That's the power of self-compassion, turning those moments of failure into opportunities for growth. Remember, folks, cultivating self-compassion isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing practice. There will be days when you feel more compassionate than others. but by consistently incorporating these principles into your life, you'll gradually build a stronger sense of self-love and resilience. You'll start to see yourself as worthy of kindness, understanding, and forgiveness, exactly as you are. So, go ahead, treat yourself with the same care and attention you would give to someone you cherish. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your victories, and remember that you're capable of amazing things. Keep pushing forward, keep learning, and keep being kind to yourself along the way. I believe in you. And if this episode resonated with you, don't forget to share it with a friend who could use a little dose of self-compassion. Let me know your thoughts. What's one thing you can do today to show yourself a little more kindness? Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.